Phillies and Braves in the city of brotherly love. No love for Philly starter Jeremy Hellickson, who was a late scratch because of trade talks. His team was fine without him. We pick it up. Bottom five, Aaron Altair facing Julio Teheran.
Hit a mile in the air down the left field line, way up in the sky. That one headed for the second deck and gone. That ball got in the little gap between the stands that are in foul territory and the stands in the outfield in fair territory, curled around the foul pole and landed very deep in that lower deck. Rupp is 0-for-1. Game number 101 for the Braves. Another ball hit very hard to left center field. That one's got a chance to go. That one is also gone. Back-to-back home runs by Altair and Rupp, and it's 3-0 Phillies. A rising line drive that never came down. Line drive to right field coming on is Markakis. Dives for it, missed it. All the way to the wall. Ty Kelly being waved around third. Galvis heading to third. Kelly scores. The throw into Freeman gets away from Freddie. And popping up and heading home to score is Galvis. I believe that was a relay from Brandon Phillips. Markakis to Phillips, and then he put an in-between bounce on his throw to third baseman Freddie Freeman, and it skipped off of Freeman and rolled over by the dugout. Ripped on a line, left field, gone. Three-run home run, Tommy Joseph. The bottom of the fifth started with the Phillies leading the Braves 1-0. It's now 8-0 Philly. Hit hard to right field by Altair, back toward the wall, and that one goes. Another home run for the Phillies. That's their fourth of the game. It's the second for Altair, who is 2-for-2 with a walk and two solo home runs. And it's 9-3.
Phillies steamroll the Braves 10-3, your final. After the game, the Phillies were active on the trade market, sending starting pitcher Jeremy Hellickson to the Orioles and Howie Kendrick to the first-place Nationals in exchange for a minor leaguer. Sean Newcomb on the mound for the Braves as this series continues Saturday in Philly.